Now we're going to do another exercise called becoming aware of your true qualities. So we all have names. And my name is Marion. Okay. M. Marvelous. Magnificent. A. I wouldn't say absent, but you find a great quality or word corresponding to each letter of your name.
What you're going to do is write down on a piece of paper your name with each letter down the left-hand side vertically. For instance, if your name were Robert, you would write R-O-B-E-R-T. Then what you do with each letter
is feel the qualities that you have for a change. I mean, we usually focus on the negative. We're very judgmental of ourselves. In this exercise, you're going to open your heart for yourself, and you're actually going to focus on the most positive aspects of who you are.
So for each letter of your name, you are to come up with three words that are positive qualities for you. It can't be the way that we're so judgmental and go, I'm thinking about, I don't like how my hair
okay,
does.
Tracy, what are, T, what's a T?
T, terrific, talented, truthful, Marion.
Oh, I told you already. Magnificent.
It's so hard to do for your own self.
Magical. It is. It's very hard to do for yourself. There's no question. But open your heart and search, because it's a very worthwhile exercise to change the way you start looking at yourself. The more you practice it, the better you get. It's like looking in the mirror to ask who you are. You need to get out of your head into your heart and open your heart for yourself and have a great deal of self-love to start nourishing your soul at this point.
Once you have written out three positive qualities that you become aware of for your own self for each letter of your name, and no cheating, they have to be different. If you have two O's or two R's like Robert here, you can't reuse.
And you can't go to the dictionary either. So
or a word.
Sit with it for a while.
Then what you do is, for the next few days, every time you hear someone call your name, imagine that they're calling out radiant, relevant, resourceful instead of Robert. And embrace it, own it, step into it, allow yourself to feel the qualities of that true essence that you just met. If you're a mother or a father, or go by a title and people are always going, Mom, Dad, then do this exercise also, writing out, they're calling us. They're calling us now. Do this exercise with each letter of that.